chimney was had these rust particles in it, and they would rain down on the burner and clog up the burner, so the burner wasn't burning quite right, and you know, that kind of stuff. Whereas the new one, I just push the button and it goes on.
Yeah.
And then I walk away from it, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing for almost 10 years. So it's
there you go.
Yeah, I did have the recall with the extra heat shield or something for blowing out the flame, but that was pretty quickly after I got it.
But you know, that heat shield, that didn't fix the problem.
No, it masked it, right?
Yes, it masked their liability to the problem.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's continue. He had more questions.
Are fantastic vents worth the upgrade over the $40 vents with the 12-volt fans you can find on Amazon? I've got three vents that are ready for replacement. Number three.
I would say
absolutely,
sure.
Without question.
Most definitely. Now, they were bought out, right? Didn't somebody buy out Fantastic Vent?
Yeah. I believe it's...
Did we stump you again?
I know. Well, I'm out in left field here. It's the hot water heater people.
Okay.
Hot water tanks.
Atwood,
there you go. They're the ones at bottom. So it's gone into a huge conglomerate now. So I don't know. Fantastic Vent used to be a family-run business that had the best warranty of any product on this earth. And from what I understand, I haven't had to deal with it, so I'm not 100% sure. But what I hear is that their warranty is nowhere near as broad or as good as it used to be. That doesn't necessarily make it bad, given the fact their starting point would be pretty hard to beat. But it still is a phenomenal product. There's no question. We put them in all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they're quiet. They don't... I hadn't had one break anyways. I guess they probably do break. But, yeah, they're quiet and they're efficient and they move a lot of air, that's for sure.
But the trick is... What they failed to do, and we've talked about this on other shows, but installation of those Fantastic Vents, they have countersunk molded screw holes in the flange, and they give you a nice set of color-matching screws to go in those things. Just take that little bag of screws and throw them away, because that's not what you want to use to put them in. Problem with them is that the holes are very close to the edge of the flange, and when you put those screws in, it takes almost no pressure to crack the edge of the flange between the edge and the screw hole, and then of course once that's cracked, it starts cracking all the way along the flange and up the side. Excuse me, I've been sick this week. But what it does is it causes leaks in your trailer. I don't care how much caulk and whatnot you put up there, it's going to leak. The reason why I know this is because we see this all the time. I spoke with Steve at Vintage Trailer Supply some years ago about this, and he says, no, you're the only one that complains about it. Then I pointed him to a thread on the forums where numerous other people have discovered the same problem. How we put them in is we use a number 8 pen head stainless steel screw and a little flat washer. Excuse me. That goes with that. That way, the pressure on the flange is exerted straight down on the flange, as opposed to when you tighten up a countersunk screw, it's trying to, in effect, expand the hole, causing the crack.
Yep. I'll take over while he's joking. Yeah, I've seen that on mine as well. And I don't know if you've noticed, but they've actually taken to doing that on the air conditioner shrouds. They got these really large pan head screws. Because the same thing was happening on the shrouds. So, not causing leaks, but causing it to crack and break.
Yeah. You see, I mean, to me, this is engineering 101, but they didn't... And I was fighting that battle early on. This is 8 years ago, probably, 8, 9 years ago. And I spoke with Steve, and I said, listen, you know, this is a family-run business. It should be an easy thing to change. He went to bat and says, well, you know, you're not reading the instructions properly. And I pull out the instructions, and they've got a guy with a drill driver putting those screws in. And I was like, great. I said, you can put them in with a hand Phillips screwdriver as loosely as you want. You still run that risk.
Well, so, and it may not happen when you put it in, because these trailers twist and tweak and expand, and so.
Exactly.
Anyway,
I said, you know, with the flange on the top, excuse me, the pen head screw and the washer, you know, the thing can work a little bit. You know, it's not a concentrated load like a countersunk screw is.
So anyway, that's not taken away from the vents at all. Definitely worth it. The only one piece of advice I will give you is turn the fan off before you flush the commode.